Welcome to the Self-Defined Human podcast. This is Michael Corman. This is a podcast about meditation, music, radical acceptance, art, and things that I do, things that I find important, things that have helped me, okay? Now for me, you know, mindfulness practice is something that invades my whole life, and everything I do, I try to do it as a practice. And one of those things has been making videos that I post on social media. And I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about how that can be used to improve your life in many, many ways. So let's do it. I first got started with videos. It was, well, you know, it was, I guess, almost 2 years ago that I first decided to do this, okay? And I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. And I was trying to make videos for, I wanted to talk about piano, and I wanted to, you know, share some ideas about piano playing. And I didn't know what to do with that. I was blogging for a while, and it was just, you know, nobody was really reading the blog, but it's like when I post it on Facebook, I mean, you can listen to the other podcast episodes I have about this. And I do recommend you do that. Okay. Listen to, what is it? Episode four, I think, or is it three? I don't know. You'll find it. Why I Hate Piano Teachers. It's one of the first few episodes. And then the one I did right before this about, meditation for musicians. I talk a lot about that. Like, how closed off these people are to ideas. Okay. At the time, this was a couple years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, in my idea, it was like, well, I'm going to talk about piano. Let me share it with piano teachers. So I did that on Facebook and Facebook groups. I, you know, wrote blog posts and shared it with them. That was, you know, I'm not saying it was a mistake, and maybe I should go back to doing that, but look, if you want to destroy your confidence when it comes to expressing opinions, that's the way to do it. I wasn't trying to cause controversies. I was trying to help people who might be helped by those ideas that I had come up with. And, you know, but so that was the wrong way to do it. The perhaps better way that I learned after talking to some people and learning, you know, there that you can do video. And, you know, going along with, I was kind of interested in marketing and trying to learn about that. And so I was trying to make, you know, I was trying to make an online course for piano, which I got kind of far in it. I have like 13 lessons, and it's called Mindful Piano Basics. And I, you know, I was making videos for this. I didn't know what I was doing with these videos. Okay. They were a total mess. I was, you know, I was treating it like, honestly, the way that you would expect. Okay. If you were to say, I'm going to express some complicated ideas in front of a camera and I'm going to package it and sell it. Well, you would think, well, the way to do that would be to write a script, to practice it, to make sure everything is, you know, set up right, that everything is, you know, you have a flow to it, like that's very consistent. You have like an intro and an outro for each video, and you have, you know, carefully delineated bullet points and everything. And you know, by the way, this is not bad stuff to do, because it does give structure to what you're trying to say. But look, that was a mistake at the time, because I didn't have the comfort in front of a camera that I do now. And the way that I got that comfort was after getting so frustrated with these videos for the course and having just I mean, they were so awkward and they were so much work. It took me forever. I mean, because I had to practice the video, okay? And then I had to, you know, I had to try to shoot the video, but try to remember what I was going to say because I couldn't really remember. You know, and I wanted to be very precise with what I was talking about and very specific. And I wanted to make sure I got all the points in there. So that just, you know, I had to practice it And then, you know, I would, you know, you put, turn the camera on and then you get nervous and then you forget and, you know, you don't know where to look and all of that. And I didn't have my glasses on because I didn't want my glasses in the video. So I had to, you know, it's not like I could put the, you know, at first I was like, well, I'm going to put the laptop, you know, in front of me so that I could read off of it. But that doesn't work if you're not wearing glasses, because then you can't, then I have to wear contacts. But it's like, well, what if I'm not wearing contacts that day? And then it's just an ordeal, okay? And there's noise in the background. And so then it's like, well, there's noise. Now I have to redo the video because somebody made a noise. There's something you can hear and something that, you know, the lighting is weird or something. All of that. And that, you know, that's enough to discourage anybody, okay? And if that's, you know, if you're trying to aim for that kind of like totally polished, totally perfect professional production like that, then, you know, that's a lot of work. And I don't, you know, who has time for that? Okay. And look, you're not going to get there at first. Okay. In any case, I then heard, okay, Michael, if you want to do stuff, then you should try Instagram. I heard this from a couple people. And then most recently, I heard it from my sister. This was last year, or the beginning of this year. So this was the beginning of 2020. And she's like, you should try Instagram. Okay, so I went on Instagram. I hadn't made an Instagram account a couple of years, maybe 2018. I made an Instagram account, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to post on. Instagram was this thing that, I remember when Instagram first came out. So I was on Facebook. This was probably when Instagram was new. Okay. So maybe around 2012, 13, 14, around that era. And suddenly, you know, everybody on Facebook was posting these, like these square photos with these vintage filters that made everything look like it was just, everything was shot in low lighting with a crappy camera. And I was like, what is the point of this Instagram? And every time somebody would post something from Instagram, I just had that reaction. Like, this is some fad. This is something I don't want anything to do with. And, it, you know, it's for iPhone users. I never had an iPhone, so I don't know how that works. But that's what they were all doing. And I didn't know what it was. And I didn't want anything to do with it. I wanted to stay as far away from Instagram as possible. But I made an account and I posted a couple of things. I didn't really get it. I didn't get what the point was. It seemed like it was like Facebook, but it didn't do as much as Facebook did. So I think I posted once and then stopped using it for a couple of years. But at the beginning of 2020, I tried it again. And, you know, I noticed on, I had back in, well, I think maybe 2019 or so, I had, well, somebody else had recommended this guy, Ryan Arrico, who was a marketing guy, is a marketing guy. And at the time, he had been recommended to me as somebody to follow. And so I kind of looked at his stuff. I didn't get it at the time, but then back in the beginning of 2020, I was like, Ryan Arrico's face popped up and I watched a couple of his videos and I'm like, huh, this guy sounds like something that can be useful for me. And he was, you know, talking about marketing, and he's talking about these random talking videos where you just talk into the camera, okay, about your field, about what you know, your opinions, about, you know, what you know, just talk, okay, just talk. It's not like this formal, like, sales pitch or this, like, this planned advertisement that you're, you know, the kind of thing that I was doing when I made my course videos. That's what I was doing, and that's what he was saying not to do. And I was like, wow, this, there's something to this, because I could see that I was hooked into it. Okay. And the idea just like really hit me. It was like, I could, like, this is a practice. Like, you could do this. Like, you could make videos and you can post them on Instagram and you can learn how to talk about things. You know, you can learn how to talk about what's important to you, and you could learn how to, you know, get other people to engage with you and have conversations like that. And so I started doing this. I started making these random talking videos, and you know, the initial challenge that I had read was, you know, to do 300 of them in the course of a year. And so I set out to do that, and I don't know how many I've made since then. It's been more than 300. I got to 300 relatively quickly, because I was doing, I mean, there was a few, there was a couple months I was doing a few per day, and there was one day I did 58 of them all in one day. I just said, I'm going to because I had a list, okay? I had a list of stories that I wanted to tell, things I wanted to talk about. And so I did that. This long list I made, okay? And I just wrote down everything that I could think of in my entire life that was important to me, that had influenced me or had shaped my thinking about things. I wrote it all down. And I was like, I'm going to go through this list one at a time, and I'm going to make videos, and I'm going to talk about these things and learn how to tell those stories. And so I did that. It took a couple months to, you know, working through that list relatively slowly, okay, because I had other things to talk about too. But then one day, I think it was in April or May, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to finish this list. The list originally had like 85 items on it. And then I said, well, let me finish the list. I'm just going to do it, okay, because I'm dilly-dallying with this thing. It's taking me forever. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to finish it, the whole thing. I'm going to go down this list. And I wasn't really planning on doing it all in one day, but that's what I did. Once I got through a few of them, I was like, well, you know, I'm going at a good pace here. And I just kept going. And I was like, you know what? I can just finish this entire list. Now, when you think about it, look, it's like 58 videos. These are, now the time limit on Instagram is 1 minute. That's what a video is. Okay. Now there's IGTV, which lets you have longer videos. Okay. Put that aside for a second and just talk about the 1 minute video. And this 1 minute video is a really interesting thing here, because 1 minute forces you to keep what you're saying in a little box. Okay. Within certain constraints that at first is really difficult, because you're saying, well, 1 minute, what can I say in 1 minute? 1 minute is nothing. You know, I've been talking here for 12 minutes. And 1 minute, like, what can you say? What can you say in 1 minute? And it turns out that you can say a lot in 1 minute. Now, at first, you're not going to. Okay, at first, you're running out of time, always running out of time. And you're looking at the clock and you're like, how, like, it's just constantly like cutting you off before you get to where you're trying to go. But over time, if you practice this, you learn how to change the way you speak and learn how to make good use of that time. Because 1 minute really is a lot. Now, over the course of these months, over the course of making, I don't even know how many I've made, well over 300. Over the course of doing that, I have expressed a lot of very complex ideas. And 1 minute, you know, it's, look, my position now is you can say anything you want to say in 1 minute. 1 minute's enough to explain anything, okay? Anything can be expressed in 1 minute. There is no limit on that. It will force you to talk quickly. And not just in terms of speed, but in terms of, like, it'll force you to conceptualize things in a certain way. It will force you to be organized with what you're saying and to be direct with what you're saying. When you listen to videos, you watch videos, like, nobody wants to listen to 10 minutes, 20 minutes about, you know, something, you know, you're just scrolling through Instagram. You don't know, like, you're not planning on watching a video. It's just something shows up, something pops up. And it's like, oh, this looks interesting. And then I say, oh no, it's IGTV. Oh my God, it's 9 minutes. No, I don't want to watch it. I want to watch your 9 minute video. 1 minute I can do. And, you know, I've watched a ton of these videos from other people, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's really interesting sometimes, you know, what you can put in 1 minute and, like, the dramatic arc that you can get in 1 minute, because 1 minute's enough. Like, you can kind of keep the whole thing in your head at once. And it's, you know, when I'm walking around, if I'm in the shower, whatever, like, I'll have an idea about something. Maybe a couple phrases will pop out in my head. And then when I'm ready, I, you know, take out the camera and I shoot a video. And in 1 minute, you can do that. You can fit that, and you can make, you know, you can have tension, you can have resolution, you can have direction to it. It's one of these, like, you know, it's like a quick sketch and drawing. It's just like this, it's this very sort of minimal art form. It's this, like, very quick kind of thing, which you just, you know, you get an impression and then you do it and then that's it. It doesn't take long. It's just an improvisation. And it's important that you don't plan these things. You don't want to plan it too much, maybe a little bit, But you don't want to script it, really. You don't want to, if you make a mistake, you don't want to correct it. Now, this is, to me, like, this is how I've been approaching piano practice, is the same idea, okay? It's that everything is really quick, and everything is just like, you just try it, you do it, and then there it is. And if you don't like it, okay, fine, you don't like it. You just move on to the next one. This is how meditation is, okay? In meditation, if it's like you want to focus on the breath, okay? As the breath goes in and out, sensations, and it doesn't have to be the breath, it can be anything, any sensations. You just kind of focus on that. You allow things to happen. You're with things as they happen. You're with experiences as they happen, moment to moment. And when each moment comes and then each moment goes, you don't grab onto it. You don't hold onto it. That's how I practice the piano, and that's how I make these videos. So the videos are a mindfulness practice, and they benefit you for that purpose, even if not even talking about marketing right now. Marketing is its own thing, and I think marketing is worth doing, and it has its own benefits, not even just for money, okay? But let's not even go there right now. And just talking about this as a personal practice that you do for your own benefit, even if nobody were to see it, okay, it would still benefit you. Now, when people see it, there's a benefit there too, because you're saying things that, look, they could be controversial. They could be challenging. You could be sharing parts of yourself that you're normally not comfortable doing, and you don't maybe have a lot of experience doing that. And doing a video on social media is a great way to do this, because, you know, you don't have to confront anybody face to face. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about any of that. Okay. You don't have to, they're not there in front of you. Okay. It's just like you have just you and your phone, and you're just talking, and nobody else is in the room. And if you don't like it, you don't have to post it. But it's good to post it. If you're a little bit uncomfortable, post it, because that will teach you how to say things that you're uncomfortable with. And that's definitely worth doing. It's definitely worth practicing that and getting a little bit of comfort with that. You know, comfort in being uncomfortable. This is a type of exposure therapy. Okay, you just do these things and you get comfortable with it. You find a way to kind of live with that uncertainty, live with that. There's a little bit of risk there. Now, there's a lot of risk sometimes, okay, depending on what you're talking about. And in my case, I'm trying to talk about things, you know, I'm trying to challenge ideas, and I'm trying to say things that a lot of people don't like to hear. So when I talk about things, some people get very angry with me. And, you know, a lot of people that have been my friends in the past, or have been acquaintances, colleagues, whatever, they have not been pleased with what I've been posting. And, you know, I don't know what to say about it. I really don't. People don't like to have their ideas challenged. I don't recall too many instances where I named names of anybody or launched any personal attacks. It's been challenging ideas and talking about experiences that I've had, mainly without naming anybody. I mean, you know, just talking about how much I don't like teachers, okay? How much I don't like school, how much I don't like whatever, just like these abstractions. Some people have a really hard time with that. And, you know, that's gotten a lot of people very upset at me. And that happens. You know, look, you don't have to be as confrontational as I'm being. That's not necessary. I'm just doing it because that's how I am. It's not even how I am exactly. I mean, well, it is. Look, it is. But it's the stuff that I want to talk about, because that's what's important to me. I think everybody should be doing this. In 2020, this is the thing. Okay, we have this access to social media, which is really amazing. It's something that, you know, when I was in high school, this didn't exist. There was no social media. Now we had the internet, you know, we had the web, we had like GeoCities or whatever. You could post something, fine. But, you know, nowadays it's amazing. You can, with your phone, okay, it's not like, you don't need like a real video camera. We're just talking about your cell phone, your mobile phone. I mean, these things have high resolution cameras. You know, they have, like, you can just do anything. You can make your own movie, your own TV show. You know, you can make your own podcast. You can do anything you want. You know, they have video editing apps on the phone. You know, they can do really tons of cool things. This is an amazing opportunity to be able to express whatever you're trying to express. And if you don't know what that is, then you don't know what that is. You figure it out. Everybody should be doing this. This is a new opportunity. These are uncharted waters that we have here. So I think you should do it. I think you should. I think everybody should be doing it. And, you know, if you're nervous about it, you should be nervous about it, because people might not be happy with what you're doing. They might not be. I have a bunch of videos where I talk about things in my life, things, experiences that I've had, or you know, sometimes just calling out people. And, you know, I'm nervous to post that stuff. That does not make me comfortable to post those things. If I, you know, have one video where I talk about a fantasy that I have about going back to school and just, like, you know, just confronting the teacher when the teacher tells me, you know, asks me if I did my homework, and just, you know, getting all up in the teacher's face about it. And that video, like, I wasn't necessarily really comfortable posting that video, but I did it. Okay. And that's kind of one of these rules that I had. And I guess I still have that rule. But at first that was a rule that I kind of had to really follow. Okay. The rule of, if I make a video and if I'm a little uncomfortable posting it, then I have to post it. Okay. Like, the discomfort is a sign that I must post this thing. And nowadays, you know, nowadays I will refrain from posting things for other reasons, but if I have that discomfort, then no, I have to post it. Because you're training something here. You're trying to build something. It's like you're trying to turn yourself into something. You're trying to build a skill of some kind. That means you have to transform yourself. And that means it's not comfortable. It can't be comfortable. Not 100% of the time. Sometimes it can be. But that's what you have to do. And you don't edit mistakes, okay? If you say, if you stutter, if you, I don't know, something's not right, say the wrong thing, hesitate, you just keep going, keep talking, and publish it. See, it's like amazing, like, what you can do. Like, the amount of time that I spent in that piano course, Mindful Piano Basics, the amount of time that I spent on that, like, trying, like, redoing videos, trying to get them perfect, the amount of time that I spent on that, trying to get one 5-minute video perfect, like, how many videos could I have made in that time? And that's the thing, like, if you, you know, when you're so concerned about what people think about you and what people see when they look at you and all of that, like, you're putting all your effort into, like, you're going to do stuff like that, right? You're going to redo it. You're going to hold it back, keep it back, because your priority is that you don't want to embarrass yourself. You don't want anybody to think badly of you. You don't want anybody to judge you harshly. You don't want any of that. So you hold back. You hold everything back. But when your priority is, well, maybe your priority is that there's some information that you need to communicate. Okay, maybe you want to have an impact on the world. You want certain ideas that you want to spread. And when that's your priority, it doesn't matter. Okay, like, if you are stuttering or whatever, people will still understand you. So that's no excuse. You can't say, well, I stuttered, therefore I have to redo it. No. If your priority is that you want to spread those ideas. Now, if your priority is that you want to do the practice, okay, if you want this to be a mindfulness practice, a practice in non-attachment, or a practice in creativity, or you know, just doing things, letting things go, then same thing. You're just going to do it, and you're not going to hold back. So it forces you to examine why you're holding back so much. You know, I didn't want people to see me stuttering, okay? I didn't want people to think, I don't know, like, I wasn't even necessarily thinking it through that much, but it was, you know, I had to redo these things because I wanted to look professional. I wanted it to look, you know, if I was going to charge money for it, I want people to think that I put work into it, that I put effort into it, that I cared about the quality of the product. But, you know, you don't realize is that people don't care about that as much as you think. I mean, look at in your own experience. I mean, go on YouTube and watch some of these videos. Like, look at what you consider to be an engaging video, like a video that you enjoy watching, because that's what you're aiming for here. If you're trying to speak to other people and you want them to, you know, if you just want them to have the sense that this is a video worth watching, I don't even want to talk about paying you money or anything like that. Just the idea that this is a good video, okay? That this is a video that they're glad they watched. It's like, it has to be engaging. It has to be entertaining somehow. A lot of these words are loaded, because if I say entertaining, well, you think it's like, it's got to be funnier. It's got to be, or maybe you think that cheapens it somehow. You know, to me, it's like entertaining is, look, if you're entertained when you make the video, like let's aim for that. Let's aim for that. And if you're a total, you know, stress case while you're making the video, then that's going to come across. It doesn't even matter. This is a practice. And you can have, you know, this works on many levels, and I encourage you to explore all these levels. Okay, a level of as a personal mindfulness practice, the level of communicating ideas, the level of exposure therapy, the level of marketing, trying to change the culture, trying to persuade people to do things. You can use this medium for any of these purposes. And I encourage you to explore all of them. Even if you don't want to do any of the others, I recommend doing it. Simply, it's like a diary, okay? Just being able to express your own ideas somewhere. Even if you create an Instagram account and don't allow anybody to see it, you have it completely private. I think you will benefit from that. Even just the act of publishing something, even to a private location where nobody else can see it, I think you will still benefit from that. And I do recommend making it public so that other people can see it, because the act of making it public, you will benefit from that too. So I'm a big believer in this, and I think everybody should be doing it. I made a course about it. It's just a short course that will get you started with this if you don't know how to do it. It's called Let's Hear It. And I encourage you to check it out. If this idea is like a little bit intimidating to you, you're not quite sure how to get started with it. Maybe you don't think you have anything important to say. You're not sure what to say. You're not sure how to go about doing it. I've talked to a lot of people that express some of those concerns. Okay, they don't know. They don't really believe that they have anything important to say. They don't. You know, they're worried maybe about what other people are going to think. They're worried, you know, if they're going to come across as being angry. Yeah. See, all those things are valid concerns, because all that stuff, I've been concerned with that stuff too. But in the process of making, I can't even tell you how many. I mean, I should count, but it's got to be. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. Over 300 videos. I've learned a lot of things, and this has been a very good practice for me, because it's changed me in pretty fundamental ways. And it changes my writing too, because when you start talking about, like, you have a 1 minute video, okay, it's like 60 seconds, and I want to try to capture somebody's attention in 60 seconds, and and do something that, like, it changes your concept of how time works and how communication works in that time. And look, it's like I'm an actor now. Okay, I didn't do that before, and now I'm a film actor of some kind. I mean, that's amazing. And the podcasting too, it also helps. Like, the videos have helped with this, okay? Right now I'm talking for about 30 minutes. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. See, I didn't plan this, okay? I was like, I want to talk for 30 minutes, or I didn't even know how long it was going to be. I want to talk for a certain period of time about videos, you know, about talking videos and social media. And now I can do that. I mean, you can give me pretty much any topic and I can ramble forever on it now. And, you know, or I can fit it in 60 seconds. So I think you should do it. I want to see the videos that you guys make, because this is the thing you need to be doing. It's the thing. It's the thing about, you know, social media as a mindfulness practice. Posting things as opposed to just consuming other people's posts, which is fine, you can do that. But you should be saying your own things, because we all have stuff to say. We all do. And we should be talking about it. If you're not talking about it, then what? I mean, why not? Like, your experiences are just as valid as everyone else's are. Like, you have gone through things that have shaped your worldview in a certain way. And we should hear that. I mean, it makes no sense to say that other people have valid opinions and you don't, because their opinions are shaped by their experiences and your opinions are shaped by your experiences. You know, we just had an election here in the US. It was a very heated election, and you know, the idea that voting is like, it's the way that people have, like, that's the way that your voice can be heard, that your voice matters. It's like, at the end of the day, it's, you know, your vote. That's the impact that you can have on the world. And yeah, fine. Okay. Maybe in some sense, but not really. I mean, come on. Like, you can have a say all day long. People influence the world in many ways that have nothing to do with voting. And being able to use your voice to express your opinions, like, and really make a case, like, you can influence how other people vote. I mean, you can do this. Like, why do you think you vote the way you do? Is because of stuff you've heard and stuff you've read. And you have the chance to do that. And, you know, sometimes people go, you know, on social media and they say, well, the stuff that people post is, like, I don't like what people post. It's like, why does everything have to be, you know, with me, it's like toxic positivity. I hate that. And it's like, well, I can, you know, how do we eliminate toxic positivity? Well, I can put out stuff that's not toxically positive. I can put that stuff out. Okay, I can make stuff like that. And in that way, I set an example that other people can follow. And even if people don't, like, they don't look at me as somebody they want to follow, but it's like the fact that I am doing it immediately normalizes it a little bit more. And then it just makes it easier for the next person to do it. So do it. And let me know what happens, because I want to know. In the last episode, I said that I wanted people to rate or review this or whatever on Apple Podcasts. I don't think anybody did it. So, okay. If you want to do it that way, fine. I even did the Jewish guilt. It didn't seem to make any difference. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point. Kind of at a loss for words here, but yeah. I just, may God have mercy on your soul. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Talk to you next time.